And I believe we have our connection back with Uri Geller. Uri, you having
I was saying that most of the missiles are Katyushas, and they just are fired up, roughly aimed at towns and cities, and they fall anywhere. So it's very difficult to protect yourself from such a missile. So you could be in a car or just getting out of a shelter to get some fresh air. And if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, you know, you're a finished person, because these missiles have hundreds, if not thousands, of ball bearings in them, which on impact, and when they explode, they spread out and, you know, they riddle your body and
yes.
die.
Uri, there's a major story that broke here in the United States that a professor at a major university, Princeton University, is picking August 22nd as a possible date that something very, what he says, horrible could happen. And he believes that it could include Iran doing something, and he has not ruled out nuclear. Is that a concern out there?
It certainly is a concern of mine. I can only voice my opinion. The 22nd of August is also, I've not heard of this yet, because I don't have an access to the internet exactly this morning where I am. But 22nd, again, reflects the number 1111, which is a very powerful, as you know, cosmic number, spiritual number. I have a whole, you know, chapter, a whole page on my website on the 1111. Yes, the concern is very serious, because everyone is saying that the advancement of the build-up to the actual nuclear weapon is still a year away. Some say 2 years away. Some say 10 years away. But you just simply don't know. Maybe it has been at work in secret for years, and maybe it is ready. So to me, it is a very, very, very major concern, and Iran should not have it, and especially with their leader who keeps proclaiming and announcing that the eradication of Israel has to be complete. And as you know, his words were that Israel has to be erased off the map of the world. So, yeah, there is a major concern, I think, and I hope the Americans are alert and we'll do something about it.
Well, let's pray for a resolution, Uri, in this situation, so that innocent civilians both in Israel and in Lebanon no longer get hurt, and perhaps we can get this thing to end soon. Huh?
Exactly. I would like to mention that I'm concerned not only for the death of Israelis, I'm concerned for the death of everyone anywhere around the world, especially when women and children, innocent people, are being maimed and injured and killed. So.
And we lost him again. Okay. Well, Uri, we got the thrust of what you were saying, and we will email you. And Tom, do that for me, if you would. Send him a note on his BlackBerry to thank him, and we'll check in with him periodically. That's amazing, just to be through technology of cell phones, to be able to talk with him while he is live down there in Israel. Jerry Corsi, you could tell the tenseness in his voice.
Oh, absolutely, George, and I admire Uri for being there. It's a risk just to be where he is, especially. He sounds like he's in a forward position. And these Katyusha rockets are extremely dangerous, and they are being fired indiscriminately into civilian areas by the Hezbollah terrorists. I think that's something that listeners need to understand. You know, there's always this world press about when Lebanese civilians die, and of course it's a great tragedy, but the Hezbollah terrorists have embedded themselves and hide behind civilians as part of their strategy and fire these rockets into Israeli towns indiscriminately. These are also facts that we need to understand.